keeping you company overnight. John Lewis. Talking Birds.
Good morning, good to have your company. And we travel to the other side of the world now, to Italy, to Roma, to talk to a doctor of art. Lorella Scacco joins us this morning, and she's been working very diligently on producing a book. Now, she's Italian, yet the book that she's produced is on Nordic art. Now, you'd wonder, why is an artist working on Nordic art? Hello there, Lorella.
Hello, Jan.
And welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Australia via the telephone. Now, tell us, Lorella, why did you decide, as an Italian historian of art, to write a book about Nordic contemporary art?
It's a long story, because I started to interest to the Nordic countries and their culture from 12 years ago. And so I was really impressed by their style of art. And so at the end, after 10 years of research, I decided to write a book about their culture.
So what about video art? That's the thing you've focused on, though, isn't it? So why video art in the visual arts field?
Video art, because it's a new kind of media that artists use a lot in the last 10 years, especially in the last 10 years, and a lot of influence from cinema also has done on the video art, with video installation, big monitors, big projection, huge on the walls. And so there is a lot of energy in this field from the artists in the last period.
Absolutely, particularly with the electricity, I could imagine. Now, how much time did you get to write this? How much time do you get to put something like this together, Lorella?
Yes, it was 1 year long of writing, and I can say 2 years of research, going to each country to collect some materials from books and libraries and articles and so on.
My goodness, what a challenge, and yet here it is, all done. Now, I know there's an enclosed DVD to the book, which I think is a great idea. Now, what do we see on that DVD when we have a good look?
On the DVD, every reader can have the opportunity to see some extracts from the videos of each artist. And I think it's good, because when you write, you can give an idea to the reader. But of course, if you see the work, it's a different idea that you can have of the research of the artist.
I like that. That's a very good idea. Now, you're there in Rome, but you're actually heading off to Venice, because you're going to introduce and literally open the book in Venice. Venezia, my favorite city. Why Venice?
I have chosen Venice because on the 3rd I'm going to introduce the book. On the 4th there is the opening of the Venice Biennale. And so there will be a lot of people is coming there, especially from the North Europe. And so it was a good occasion to introduce the book, having many guests from the Nordic countries. And at the same time, you know, Venice is a so special city that it's so nice to stay there for a while. And the launch of the book will be done in the very nice and delicious space. It is an old building of the 15th century in the downtown. And yes. At the moment, it's a library where people can go there and read some books.
I like that. It's interesting to me when you say an old building of the 15th century. For us, an old building, well, it certainly doesn't go back that far. 15th century. Now, I read there's also going to be are you having like a cocktail party after the book? That'll be very nice, eh?
Yes, yes. It will be very nice because also there is a little square in front of the place. You know, this little square that you can find in Venice.
Yes,
and so we are going to have a cocktail and this little square in front of the place. And we hope it will be nice. Also, the weather, we can stay there until the evening.
I wonder if you'll be serving my very favorite Venetian drink. Do you think you'll be doing that?
Yes, we are going to serve some spritz.
Oh, you know? I love that. Oh, it's so delicious. Kind of an orangey-looking drink served in a wine glass. Delicious.
Yes, yes, also with Prosecco and other specialities from Venice city. So I think our guests will be very happy to participate.
Oh, there's something about spritz, and I've been meaning for someone to tell me the recipe of it so I could recreate it here. It seems difficult to find spritz. Now, are you planning other cities in Italy for the launch of the book?
Yes, I'm going to introduce the book that is also I don't remember if I told you it's in English in Italian, so it can be read from everywhere, also in Australia, if they are interested.
Oh yes.
And yes, I'm going to introduce it in Rome, in a nice museum. The name is Andersen Museum on the next October.
No.
And then in Milan in November at this, the Museum La Triennale. And there are two nice places located in the center of the cities.
Beautiful idea. Now, we should remind people, the book is called North Wave. It's an overview of video art in the Nordic countries. And one thing I like very much about this, being me being a lazy reader, that the DVD that comes along with it, so you've got something to sit down and watch when you're feeling a little bit quiet. And, of course, when you decide that you want to sit down and read, you read away. Now, you talked about it being in Italian and English. Is that all in the one book, or do we choose the book that we prefer, English or Italian?
No, they are two languages in one book.
Very simple. So maybe we can learn Italian as we read the book.
Yes,
simple.
You're right.
What a good idea, Lorello Scacco. Very good of you to join us this morning. And would you please do us a big favor and have a spritz for each and every listener tuned in. So that's 32,000 spritz for you.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. 32,000 will do. What a lovely surprise. Thank you, Lorella. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you to you, Jan. And have a nice day.
We will do that. All the way from Rome, joining us this morning at 6 PR. Nice area of the world to be in. And tomorrow, well, she'll be in Venice. That's even nicer, I would think. Just gone 2 o'clock.